dance for joy. Oh, come before the Lord and play for God on glad tambourines, and let your trumpet sound. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia. Rise, O children, from your sleep. Your Savior now has come. He has turned your sorrow to joy and filled your soul with song. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us this afternoon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Gloria is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace to people, goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours, to serve your holiness and love and sincerity of heart. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us listen to the word of God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. The word of the Lord.
And honor.
a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds.
Give the Lord glory and honor.
For great is the Lord and highly to be praised. Awesome is he beyond all gods. For all the gods of the nations are things of naught, but the Lord made the heavens.
Give the Lord glory and honor.
Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts and enter his courts.
Give the Lord glory and honor.
Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He governs the peoples with equity.
Give the Lord glory and honor.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love, and endurance and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, before our God and Father. Knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with much conviction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shine like the lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodian, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man. We know that you are a truthful man, that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." And they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that they said to them, "And repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. There's something about God, the love that is God, that seems to be a contradiction. God loves us when we're good. God loves us when we're bad. God loves us when we're deep in sin. God loves us when we're virtuous. Well, that doesn't seem quite right. And at the same time, that God loves us at all times, and everybody at all times. This love, God also has us take responsibility for the people that we've hurt. That's the way, remember the old doctrine of purgatory, they had big flames and stuff? I would like to use this as a symbol of somewhat how I think this love would work and do both things at once, to love us totally, at the same time when we're off the track, to have us face that and make amends. Let's kind of take a look at it this way. When I die, I think I'll meet God. And I think God will say, John, I love you. Welcome home. We do have to have a little talk. Okay. And I think this is just a symbol. This doesn't mean God works just like I think. It's just a symbol of what love can do. And say, John, you've done some good stuff. You've done some bad stuff. There are people you've been good to and helped. You've also hurt people. Okay. So what I'm going to do, see, there's part of you which is still very selfish. Part of you who kind of curtails your love, you know. You know, you like so-and-so, maybe lots of people, but boy, there's some people you just don't want anything to do with. And I'm not going to be satisfied till your love is complete. Here's the way it's going to work. I'm going to have you meet all of the people that you have hurt in your 66 years as a priest. All 66 years? Yep, all 66 years. That's the way it is. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to have you feel the pain that they hurt when you hurt them, what they felt. You are going to feel the pain that they had. And you're going to meet each other and talk with each other. You're going to see each other and get to know each other. And John, you will apologize to those people. Yeah, I was wrong. I did that. Some of them will probably say, well, you know, one will say, yeah, you were wrong 100% of the time. Maybe you sound a little more gracious, though. Well, I'll take 10%, but you're 90% to fault. Whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. And so it's going to happen. You're going to have the chance now. You look and see inside yourself how you have hurt these people. Now you're feeling the pain, so you really understand what that's all about. And you see what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you feel that. Now that hurts, but I'm not going to punish you. I don't punish people. I don't do that. But I want you to be cleansed of your selfishness. And if that's going to happen, it's going to happen because you're going to feel the pain that you've given to other people. and that'll be the cleansing. It'll hurt some. I'm not doing it to punish. But cleansing often means something which hurts. So as you come in from the mud, you got a real stiff brush. Clean yourself good. Oh, yeah. Get you real clean, but it kind of hurts too at the same time. But you see, you don't do it to hurt yourself. You do it to be cleansed. And so what I'm doing with you is to help you be cleansed. It's not punishment. So, John, you have the opportunity. Are you willing to take the cleansing? Remember, you're going to have to see yourself deep inside. You're going to see some good stuff, true. You're going to see some bad stuff, too. Are you ready to face that? What's my alternative? See, I'm still fighting. What's my... Said John, if you'll take this cleansing, this is the opportunity. Are you okay? I will. Now, let's suppose I say, God, well, I never killed anybody. God says, yeah, that's true. You wanted to sometimes, though, didn't you? Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But I didn't do it. So God, maybe I'm better than those other folks. John, you're so stupid, you don't catch on fast. You see, let's take a look. Here are some people who did kill people. I want you to see their background. I want you to see your background. See, John, you had mother and father who loved you, protected you, were good to you. You learned things. You got a good education. You got it pretty nice. How about these people who did all the killing? You see, this one killed people, true. But this person had parents who hated him. They wished he'd never been born and told them so. You stupid, whatever. I don't use those words. Unless I forget. There's abuse, hatred, and kicked him out. He joined a gang. He never got an education. No way that he could learn to do things and make a living. All he had was abuse and punishment and rejection. Now, what if you had been in that situation? John, I think what would happen then, you would be the killer. And they would be, in your situation, sitting here talking to people. Now, this is just symbolic, remember? So what's God doing? He's helping us face the ways we have hurt. And this is cleansing to us, but it hurts. And gradually, as this takes place, as we talk with each other, we begin to know each other. It kind of happens. We begin to love each other. You love those who hurt you. It's different now. And you see, I give this opportunity to everyone. This may sound strange, I even gave it to Hitler. And he was a pretty bad guy. You see, Hitler had the opportunity too to go through the cleansing because he's got lots of people that he hurt. Or to deny the cleansing. And if he denies the cleansing, he'll never be okay. We often use the word hell for this. There's no such place as hell. But hell means a state where there is hopelessness, nothing works. It's horrible, hopelessness and despair. Hitler could choose that. Would he? I don't know. But there's a possibility that everyone has that opportunity. Purgatory is the name we gave that. It's not all the fires and that kind of stuff. The opportunity after death to be cleansed. Does everybody choose it? Maybe. Are there some that don't choose it? Maybe. We don't know. Karl Rahner, the great theologian who's died some time back, he put it this way. He said, we have to believe in hell. We don't have to believe anybody goes there. Because we have free will, maybe somebody would choose it. Maybe they wouldn't. So my guess would be, when a person gradually sees the opportunity, even though it's going to be a difficult cleansing, you say, yeah, I better take this one. What I use this just as a symbol of how this love that God is loves us all the time. Loves us no matter what we do. And at the same time, has his face what we did and make amends. Maybe everybody does this, maybe everybody doesn't. We don't know. My guess is when they realize the consequences, well, it's not a pretty good deal, but it's better than that other one. And that's what Karl Rahner meant when he said, we have to believe in hell that it's possible somebody would make that choice. We don't have to believe anybody goes there. Because maybe everybody chooses not to bear that. That's just a symbol, but it helps me to realize that God is with us all the time, that God loves us when we're good, when we're bad, but God also has his face, how we've hurt people, and make amends. And that's the cleansing. It can be hard. And I hope I won't be so stupid to turn down the opportunity. And you see, the wonderful thing is, as this is happening, that love that is God is there to help us to have the courage to say, yeah, the cleansing will be hard. And help us say, yeah, but I'm going to do it. The love that God is never stops. Never stops. But theoretically, at least, it's possible that someone will choose to throw it away. My own kind of thinking about this is, when we see the love and the beauty that God is, we'll say, that's what I want. That's what I want. If this sounds stupid, that's okay, it probably is. That's okay. But see, what it does get across, I think, is that God loves us always, always, always. But we also have to face the ways we have caused people pain and suffering. Infinite love. You might want to think about this a while. And change the story if you want to. This is my story. This is not from the Gospels. But I do, it does help me to see just this, that God loves us totally all the time. We also have to face what deep inside we have done to each other. God bless you.